Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to some more r/entitledparents. Today, I've got a two-part story for you, which I hope you enjoy. Mom tries to kick me out of dad's house, kicks herself out instead. So some backstory. My mother basically expects us to act as her servants, while she does the bare minimum of being a mother, and she has a long history of abuse. Her and dad have divorced now since she wanted to be free. She is also a failure by all accounts, a chain-smoking housewife with no skills or friends or anyone who loves her for that matter. She is kept around because my youngest brother, T, who is 6 years old, gets really sad without her. Even though she is bad for him too. So my dad can't quite tell her to F off. Keep this in mind. So me and dad go out for some breakfast shopping. I come home and mum asks me to get her some cheese because she likes cheese, so I oblige. After about an hour, she decides to get out of bed. Yelling commences immediately. Apparently, Capital T, who is another brother of mine who is 13 years old, didn't hear her request to make the tea. So of course, since she is my mum and angry, she gets to treat me like trash when I did literally nothing bad. And she got annoyed with my brother over a simple issue. And I get yelled at to fix all the beds in the house and berated for how unsuccessful I am, for having taken a gap year, and just how stupid I am, etc. I knowingly didn't do the best job at fixing the beds because after 18 years of serving this spoiled lady, I don't want to keep doing it as she calls us spoiled. She gets madder, calls us to the kitchen, so we go. She instantly starts doing more straight up unfair insulting as we say nothing out of respect and instilled fear, because when we were small, any rebellion would get you slapped. I decide to turn around and leave the room. She grabs me in the corridor and tells me to GTFO her house. My dad owns it and she has no right since they are divorced. I tell her it's my house as much as it's hers and she can't kick me out. She repeats, so I dare her to effing try something. She only says, okay, I'm leaving then, and is dumbfounded when I don't beg her to stay and abuse me and my brothers more. So I decide to take a shower and let this all blow over. No need to explode on her and cause her to have a breakdown or try to hit me. But this lady freaking comes in halfway through my shower and yells at me to leave. I tell her okay and to wait for me outside the shower. I get out and she is still demanding I leave. I snap. I state that I don't want her to be a nice, caring mum. I want her to back off on her unrealistic expectations and insulting, aka show respect. She openly says she won't respect us, so I rip into her for being the worst mum and a massive selfish failure that she is. She proceeds to threaten to call the cops, and I dare her to frickin' do it. Dad somehow gets wind of this and comes into the house and tries to get us to talk it out. Mum tries basically to get him to support her and have me kicked out, but it backfires. As my dad has finally stopped helping her act like a spoiled child. She gets up and leaves. After 18 years, I finally made a stand for myself and my brothers, and it ended up unexpectedly well. All my kecks. She genuinely thought, and still thinks, that we couldn't manage without her, and she tried to prove her point and failed freaking miserably. It was the most nice and peaceful day we had in weeks. Of course, being the strong, independent woman she is, she didn't even last a day outside. Ironic considering she was yelling at me over how she could do fine outside, but my butt would starve. The trash storm only continued, but that's for part two if this gets enough attention. Thanks for reading. Well, I can let you guys all know that it did get enough attention with over 11,000 upvotes. And as a result, just yesterday, the same person updated the story with part two. Mum tries to kick me out, I pull the reverse card. So just to summarise as a TLDR, part 1 was where Mum raged at me and my little brothers over nothing, and she tried to kick me out when I refused to listen to her BS. She then left when she couldn't get her way. Also, a teaser, I almost literally get brain damage at this part, so here's some context for this part. I love my dad, he tries his best, but he's just a bit too emotional sometimes, I guess, and during this part, we do come at odds. Make of that what you will, but he has no ill intent. What's also relevant is I've been debating semi-professionally to professionally for 6 years, so just a reminder, this guy is 18 and have a capability of being really cold. It's a self-protection mechanism and helps me keep rational but comes off as a little heartless. So immediately after my mum F's off, dad calls me in and we speak about how my mum is so spoiled and entitled and how she refuses to get help to be a better person, etc. He confides in me that he decided to leave the house and leave us with her earlier because my little brother T would get so upset despite him knowing it's worse for him as well. But he realised that wasn't going to work. I strongly advise just letting her F off. He seemed to mostly agree, but he's way more emotional than I am. Also, mum is his first girlfriend for what it's worth. He did agree and said he wasn't holding her back from leaving really, which is kind of a lie as evidenced before and in this part. At night, of course, my mother comes back and dad pulls us all in the kitchen to talk it over. My mum immediately launches into a rant, basically demanding service and acting like any of the stuff she pulled is justified. I tell her I just want to be respected. She makes the argument that we need to fulfill basically all her unrealistic expectations for her to merely treat us like humans. Hang on, let me just interrupt quickly. So far, this mum gets out of bed later than everyone else, so is lazy as anything. She forces her kids to go and get all her food, make tea, fix the beds, that is ridiculous, and just generally acts like a spoiled brat the entire time and has no respect for any of her family. It's a shame that your brothers are young, only 6 and 13, because if they were all your age, it would be high time for you all to get out of that house. Anyway, I tell her she has to compromise, and even if we upset her, she has no right to do the level of degrading she does. Yeah, right. Dad backs me up, and also states that me doing a gap year out of choice isn't equivalent to being a failure when she starts on that. She pulls a couple of things about how she can't be replaced, as much as she does less than a maid would, and abuses us on top of that. Oh my god, yeah, I totally forgot about the abuse as well, that's even worse. And we argue on that, but not much. I'm no longer really pulling punches, to be honest. Dad is sort of upset that I don't speak much about my issues, but I say I made my point clear and didn't do anything wrong. I just want to be treated decently and have her tone down her expectations of us. A bunch of yelling occurs.
You came out of my, you ungrateful POS?
Being a highlight. Wow, as if she just said that. She storms out of the kitchen without backing down even a tiny bit and says,
you can apologize whenever you want.
I snap back with, you too. She gets mad and angry and yells disrespect. She leaves the kitchen and starts prepping to leave again, but dad holds her up. They have some amount of fighting and yelling occurs between them. I start preparing coffee to lower the tension and pass the time instead of arguing and contribute to all the yelling already present. Also, partially to keep my keks contained. What is this person's obsession with using the word keks? She comes towards the kitchen having done an awful pack-up job, holding a big solid wooden hairbrush. I'm still prepping my coffee and hugging my brothers to calm them. She yeets her brush directly at my head, thankfully missing, and yells about how I didn't even try to stop her once. Dad finally snaps and yells at her how she has no right to physically hurt or kick her children out of the house. Well, good on the dad for finally standing up to this horrible mother, although it does seem as if it has taken quite a while for him to do anything, in my opinion. Mum tries to say some more stuff. I yell apologise about not having freaking Stockholm Syndrome. More yelling ensues. They go to their bedroom again. Me and my brothers move to the living room, as me and my brother try to keep our younger brother in check, as the small boy makes futile attempts to stop the fighting. Now, keep in mind, I've been rock solid throughout this. Not a flinch in my voice, not any effort to compromise or be nicer to her than she was to me. I was also kind of upset at my dad for basically lying to her that she shouldn't take me too seriously because I'm a child and expecting me to basically be the bigger person at the same time. Dad kind of gets upset because I'm not emotional over my little brother's cries. As if a 6-year-old's opinions over anything are to be trusted in deciding the fate of an entire household. Dad tells me I am being too cold. I tell him I'm doing what's best for all of us and to suck it up and keep his word and let her the F go. He sighs, but knowing I am right doesn't fight it. I'm not gonna lie, I'm starting to dislike this dad. If he's getting pushed around by his 18-year-old son and doesn't have the conviction in himself to make his own decisions, then that's not a good guy. Surely at some point he should realize that his wife is just a horrible person to their children and leave her. It's not that challenging in my opinion. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. They talk and argue with my mum a bit more, not yell fighting at least this time. I don't know what magic he did, but he convinced Mum to stay and not be a raging lunatic. Okay, you know what? I kind of take back what I said. I mean, obviously the dad loves her, and so does the youngest brother who's 6 years old. It would be bad for them to break up the family, but she is a horrible person anyway, so I don't know. Mum's been treating me and my brothers much better since then, but I know it's all a facade and temporary, and I think my dad does too. He still fails to understand that my younger brother T will be better off once the initial shock wears off.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right there. That's the point. Yes, it'll be a shock in the short term, but surely long term, getting this crazy parent out of your life is a good thing for the entire family. Not like she does much extra mothering to him anyways, he just loves her regardless. And is basically trying to find a way to replace Mum with more than a maid, and will talk to Grandma, etc. I'm just happy he isn't considering leaving us alone with her just because he can't say no to my little brother anymore. See, that's the thing. If he was to do that, as he implied that he might earlier in the post, he would be the weakest guy I've ever come across. Like, what sort of parenting is that to leave your kids with a horrible woman and you know that two out of three of them literally despise their mum? If you're not strong enough to say, you know what, for the good of the family, I'm gonna leave her, then I don't know, you go down in my estimations. But yeah, it's a shame on the whole that people like this exist, really, because this sounds like it would be a really happy family without this mum, but oh well, it's life. Anyway, that's the end of this two-part story. I hope you did enjoy. It was a bit of a different one, a bit more of an emotional one. You had to think about it, but yeah, I quite enjoyed reading it. Obviously, I've given my opinions, but what do you think about this whole situation? What should OP do? What should the dad do? I don't really know the best solution, but yeah, let me know below. With that being said, thanks for watching, and I will see you all very soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.